Good morning. How are all of you today? Doing okay? Glad to have you. Welcome. Welcome. Yes, there's something strange over there. We'll talk about that in a minute. This morning we heard from the prophet Ezekiel. Can you say Ezekiel? Yeah, nobody's ever heard of that prophet. The only time you ever hear about Ezekiel is on the fifth Sunday of Lent. Nobody, otherwise we never hear from Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is looking out over the broad valley. And what do you think he sees there? Dry bones. Have you ever seen bones before? Dinosaur bones. Yeah, boy, they don't get much drier than that, do they? Dry bones. You know, like if you eat a whole chicken, and what's left? Bones. Nothing but bones. That's all there is. It's terrible. Bones. And that's what old Ezekiel's looking out over the top of everything, and he sees dry bones, and God says to him, what? Prophesy to the bones. What's prophesy? God talk. Yeah, prophesy. Tell him something. Tell him about God. Prophesy to the bones. That's what God tells him. Prophesy to the bones. And you know what he does? Prophesies to him. Prophesies to the bones. And you know what happens?
What? They get together.
They start coming together. Rattling back together. Oh, that's what they said too. Can you imagine? It sounds like a horror movie. I think they did that in Indiana Jones, like the fifth one. Yes, the bones all came back together, and then God said, prophesy to the bones. And the bones came together with sinew, which is the little connective tissue, and flesh, the muscles, all that stuff. But they weren't alive. Ezekiel says, we got bones, we got flesh, we got sinew. And then God says, prophesy to the breath, the ruach of God. And he does. And you know what happens? They find life. Life comes to them. So I was thinking about bones, and I thought about bringing a skeleton in, but then that would scare everybody. And so I didn't. So I brought something like that. What is this?
A shell.
It's a conch shell. Yeah, yeah. They're pretty cool, these things. And these are, I got to thinking this is a little bit, you know, think about conchs. Conchs are kind of a snail. You ever seen this? You've seen a conch out of his shell? Little white wine sauté. Oh, sorry, I digressed just a minute there. They're a snail. And they come out, you ever seen a snail out of his shell? They're kind of like a booger. A really big booger. They got no shape. They got nothing going for them, right? So they live inside of this shell, and what happens is they secrete stuff off of their skin, and it hardens, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and so you get some pretty darn big conchs until they die. And then what happens? Are you in there?
No.
Sounds like the ocean. But no conch. He's like a dry bone. Is he good for anything? No. I mean, he just looks pretty, you know? And in the ocean, they get all broken up and kind of make into sand, don't they? They get all broken up. Or if they're really lucky, a crab will crawl inside. And you'll have a hermit crab with a big old leg. But it's just sort of dead until someone does something with it. You know, God said to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath, and then there will be life. And so we have to have somebody prophesy to the breath of the poor conch shell so that it could have life. I'm a big chicken, otherwise I'd do this myself. When I blow a conch shell, it sounds like a very sick elephant. It's not dead anymore, is it? With breath, the conch shell has
life.
conch blow. And that's what God does for us. God gives us breath, breathes into our dry bones, and gives us somewhere, somehow, to be alive. Dry bones. Ezekiel sees a whole valley of them, and when God breathes on them, God's Spirit, they have life. And so may God always breathe into your dry bones so that you too can have life and make a beautiful sound just like our poo. Thank you. You can go back to your places.